Dance Macabre by Laurel K. Hamilton. Chapter 1. It was the middle of November. I was supposed to be out jogging, but instead, I was sitting at my breakfast table, talking about men, sex, werewolves, vampires, and that thing that most unmarried but sexually active women fear most of all, a missed period. Veronica, Ronnie Sims, best friend and private detective, sat across from me at my little four-seater breakfast table. The table sat on a little raised alcove in a bay window. I did breakfast most mornings looking at the view out onto the deck and the trees beyond. Today, the view wasn't pretty, because the inside of my head was too ugly to see it. Panic will do that to you.
"You're sure you missed October? You didn't just count wrong?" Ronnie asked.
I shook my head and stared into my coffee cup. "I'm 2 weeks overdue." She reached across the table and patted my hand.
2 weeks? You had me scared. 2 weeks could be anything, Anita. Stress will throw you off that much, and God knows you've had enough stress."
She squeezed my hand. "That last serial killer case was only about 2 weeks ago." She squeezed my hand harder. "What I read in the paper and saw in the news was bad. I stopped telling Ronnie all my bad stuff years ago, when my cases as a legal vampire executioner had gotten so much bloodier than her cases as a private eye. Now I was a federal marshal, along with most of the other legal vamp hunters in the United States. It meant..."